Tucker Carlson defends Julian Assange's journalism as pardon campaign grows. By Alam Bokhari on December 17, 2020. Amid a growing campaign for the pardon of Julian Assange, Tucker Carlson hosted the WikiLeaks founder's fiancée, Stella Morris, on his Fox News Channel show last night to make the case for his pardon. In her comments to Tucker, Morris said that if Assange were extradited to the United States, it would put the WikiLeaks founder at the mercy of the foreign policy deep state, which worked tirelessly to undermine President Trump's authority over the past 4 years. Morris urged Trump to exercise his legal authority to issue a preemptive pardon to Assange to keep him out of the hands of the deep state. Once he, Assange, gets to the U.S., he will be in the hands of the deep state. That's why I pleaded with the president to show the mercy the deep state will not show Julian if he is extradited, she said. Carlson defended the work of the WikiLeaks founder as legitimate journalism, a point that has also been made by President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Lawyer Alan Dershowitz has also argued that there is no constitutional difference between WikiLeaks and the New York Times. Whatever you think of Julian Assange and what he did, he is effectively a journalist. He took information and he put it in a place the public could read it, said Tucker. One of the striking things about this case is that he is in jail because he released documents, which he did not steal. He simply provided a platform for those documents that showed the U.S. government was illegally spying on me and everybody else in this country, Carlson continued. 350 million Americans illegally spied upon by their government. Now, the people who did that, Clapper, Brennan, people who knew about it, participated in it, they are not being punished. But the guy who revealed that they were doing it is. For what it's worth, I think the president probably does want to pardon him, said Tucker as he wrapped up the segment. I think there are a lot of sinister people who don't want the pardon to happen. Despite staunch opposition from the deep state and foreign policy establishment, pardoning Assange has bipartisan support. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DeHi, a defender of President Trump's foreign policy and a critic of the deep state, urged a pardon for both Assange and NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden. Both, said Rep. Gabbard, helped expose the deception and criminality of those in the deep state. Snowden indicated that Assange should have priority with regards to a presidential pardon. Mr. President, if you grant only one act of clemency during your time in office, please, free Julian Assange, said Snowden. You alone can save his life. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.